Good morning. It's 9:31. Jeez. Saturday, August the 19th, 2017. Whew. So the problem is I overslept. Like seriously overslept. That's because I stayed up way too late last night. I didn't take my pills at 8 o'clock. I thought, oh, I'm going to postpone those just a little while. I'm going to get a few more words in. And I did get some writing done yesterday. In spite of Cruz Carroll turning me on to a new space construction game. Avorion. Any new game, starting out any new game, you always, it's like, really? Why can't I figure out how to do this? And like a lot of the new games, it pretty much depends on having a mouse with a mouse wheel and B, a middle button, which my trackball does not have. tedious. So I do have a second mouse plugged in that does have a track wheel. And the track wheel is a middle mouse button. But it's frustrating. Because what's supposed to work doesn't. What worked before doesn't work now. What didn't work before does work now. And I don't know what the hell's going on. So I stayed up late too late last night. And got up too early. I overslept, but it was still not enough sleep. So I'm just barely dragging. Which always makes me think of a saurian in a bikini. I guess in my case it would be a speedo, but barely dragging. Or maybe it's a little dragging. Like Eddie Murphy in Mulan, just barely a dragon. I'm out, I'm walking. I haven't had my second breakfast. I should have had second breakfast instead of walking. But if I did that, then it would be an hour later, and it'd be that much hotter. It's quite lovely. It is quite a lovely morning out here this morning, as long as you're in shape. Which is going to be the killer for the last half mile. Because there is, at this time of day, there is no shade in the last half mile. I'm down in the neighborhood between all of the brick walls and underneath all of the maples and the aspens and the... It's this one that has the long black pods on. I can't remember. Mountain ash, I think. There's a few spruces scattered about. I don't smell them this morning. I smell Febreze this morning. Everybody's doing laundry today, I guess. Because the heady aroma of dryer sheets. So I get my 4 miles yesterday. I didn't do them the day before. I only did 2 miles in the morning. Did not get on the treadmill the other night. My thighs were so tired. They're so sore. Still a little sore today, but you know what? I'm walking. Too many long conversations yesterday on the events in Charlottesville. I'm still trying to decide what to do about Monday. The eclipse starts up in Wyoming around 10:30, 10:45, something like that. So if we were to leave here at 8-ish, we could be in the totality zone in a couple hours. And the question is whether or not, as much as I would like to, whether or not I'm really up for it. The odd thing is that I remember the total eclipse that went through Maine in, I don't know when, 60-something. And we all had pinhole cameras made out of big cardboard boxes, and we watched it through the pinhole. And it was kind of cool. I have in the past set up my 4-inch telescope to be a solar observatory, taking pictures of sunspots back when I was in a place where taking pictures of sunspots seemed like a cool thing to do. Now I'm old and lazy. Well, today, would be a bad time for me to make that kind of decision today because I'm so tired. So yeah, today's going to be kind of a navel-gazing day, I guess. It's like, whine, bitch, moan, piss, complain. But it is a gorgeous, gorgeous morning. Still doing my meditation. I started out early, and I went through the guided meditation, but it's still echoing around inside. The paying attention to all the senses. I don't get much taste, but there are a lot of tactile sensations. Oh, there's a little breeze. Dog is supposed to be doing his business, but he's just sitting there looking at me. It's okay, puppy dog. I'm going the other way. And here we go. The Eastern Reach. Holy cow. Try to pick the pace up a little bit here. See if I can keep it going. Because this is broiling. I feel like Reinhardt I'm being cooked alive in here. Coming up on the monk post. Get ready. Say it with me. Monk post. It's not that bad. I'm exaggerating for effect. It's not really that bad. It is warm. I don't know if I'm picking up vitamin D. Oh, here's a little piece of shade. It's amazing. There's like 20 degrees. Probably not that much, but quite a lot. Between the shade and the sun. I'd cross the street, but there's not any shade over there either. The shade in the gutter, but I'd have to walk with my back to traffic, which is never a good idea. So we'll suffer. So I have to go home and make brunch. I promised the wife I would make brunch when I get back. She's hungry. I'm hungry. Oh my God. I had my peanut butter toast, but let me just say it has not stayed with me the way I had hoped. So I really need some. I really need some protein. I really need my egg beater. I have some bacon cheddar. Yes, you heard me. Bacon cheddar. It's from what do you call it? A cheesery? A dairy? I guess it would be a dairy. It's called Yancey's Fancies. And it's cheddar cheese with bacon in it. So, you know how you get cheddar cheese with delicious mold or Stilton with blueberries, or this is cheddar with bacon. And I haven't opened it, but the sample that I had at the cheese shop was ridiculous. It's also ridiculously cheap. It's a good quality cheddar. It's got the bacon flavor. It's a pack wrapped in wax like a Gouda. But oh my God, I'm thinking of that on an omelet. Yes. I should have some food. Good food, food I can eat. Last night for dinner I had a salad. The kids' family got Subways. But for a couple extra bucks, I can leave the bread, eat the salad, and use my own vinaigrette so I can control what that does to my blood sugar. And I've kind of fallen down on the job in terms of my glucose log, my food log. And today I haven't even done my daily journal. I haven't even done my bullet journal today. I need to get back on track here. Get back to paying attention to the structures that help me keep my ADHD somewhat in check. It doesn't actually keep it in check, it just provides a framework, a scaffold for me to say, all right, I have no idea where I am. What am I supposed to be doing? What day is it? What time is it? What do I need to be very careful of? What do I need to be doing? And the answer is always, I always need to be writing. Sometimes that doesn't mean putting words on the page. as I've talked about before, just this month. So we're two-thirds of the way through the month. I haven't missed a day in the podcast since, I think, since July 17th. So over a month. And I don't know how long it was before that. It was at least a couple of weeks. So the minimums, the base care, the basic self-care is getting taken care of. I'm still paying attention to what I eat. I'm not writing it down, but I'm still measuring portions. I'm still staying away from high fat, high cholesterol, high carb. If I eat a carb, I eat a protein to go with it to keep it from spiking. I don't eat as many carbs as I could, but I do eat more than I was when I was on 1,200 a day, 1,200 calorie a day diet. My shoulders hurt. That's probably because I'm walking hunched over. Let me lean back. Stack the spine correctly here. I'm getting there. I'm almost back. Oh, what prickly pork is doing this morning? Oh my goodness. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 blossoms. Lots of seed bodies, lots of fruiting bodies on it. Apple tree with little crab apples in it. Of all of them, it's the only one that actually has crab apples. I think the rest are just pure flowering crab. But it's funny that one has always had little crab apples. Ah, a few bits of shade. I've worked up a sweat. Not as much as a sweat as I get on the treadmill. I don't know what it is about the treadmill, but... Oh, feel that. Oh my goodness. Cool air just dancing over my skin. Walking in the shade, there's a little breeze. It's still summertime. But it's not going to be summertime for too much longer. There's a big tree up here that's gone yellow. And here I am, at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.